the clouds keeping us company here. 59 degrees. Thursday talk around rolls on here. Once a month, we talk with this gentleman. We're talking to Breckenridge Wahpeton Chess, Dominic Robertin, to talk with us. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Bill. How's your day going?
My day is going great and better now because I get to talk with you. And what's happening here? You got your notes. I'll just let you get started with that.
Absolutely. So that's quite a few things actually happening. Thanks for that. We, after a bit of a summer break, I want to say, we will restart our monthly tournaments.
Okay.
And what we will do in the chess club, we will simplify things a little bit. So we will have our meetings on the third Tuesday. Still at the Breck Library from 5 to 7 for a monthly tournament. So that's the first thing. And you will see, I want to say probably in a few weeks or so, new flyers in town for that. So, you know, people can look forward to that. And speaking of things to look forward to, we had quite a few discussions over the summer. And one thing that really became true or that I found out is there's still a big interest, and there is especially interest in our tournaments that we've had in the past, the two big ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy to announce that we will have our winter tournament again. So that will be amazing. It was so far in January. Let's see if it will be still in January, maybe February, but one of these. I'm really looking forward to that. So that will be great. And in the immediate future, if you will, I want to just give a quick shout out to Fargo, the North Dakota State Championship. It will be there this Saturday and Sunday. Now, it is open. This means even if you're not from North Dakota, so if you're from the, you know, Breck or Minnesota side.
Out of state, you can still take
You can
part.
Still partake.
Okay.
Exactly. So I'm thinking about playing. I haven't signed up yet, but there will be the opportunity to play against some pretty good opposition. So if you think you have, you know, what it takes, I think you should definitely play there. So that will be a great opportunity there. And something that kind of came across one day was that, and I haven't 100% confirmed this yet, but it sounds like Wahpeton is planning on putting up some chess boards. I don't know if a park or where. So we might be able to see some of those in public sometime soon. I do not have all the details.
More on that later.
More on that later, okay. For sure. And, you know, one thing you and I have talked about a little bit is that how, in some ways, chess is really similar to life itself. And that got me thinking a little bit. When I just kind of look ahead a bit to, let's say, the Fargo tournament or mm-hmm. any other tournament, one thing I do see sometimes, and this is maybe something, you know, we can try to implement in our lives, is that at the chessboard, some people tend to give up just a little too early and made me think that no one really won a chess game ever by resigning.
I love that quote. Nobody ever gave up on chess by resigning.
No one ever won a game by resigning.
Or won correct. A game, yes.
Yeah, correct, yeah. And now let's think about this for a second. What does that really mean? Will you, if you keep playing, still lose? Maybe, but you don't know. You might still win. I have seen this many times, and when I think about that, how about life? Do we think that sometimes in life something is maybe worth pursuing just another day? See, you know, it's a new day.
If you hang on.
If you just hang on.
If you just hang on.
Exactly.
That Wilson Phillips song. Got that going in my head now.
I
want to ask you about something, because we talked about this before we went on, and I love this, because, you mm-hmm. know, Dominic brings out the philosophy side of me. Patience.
Yep.
That's the word I was thinking of when we were talking about this.
Okay.
I would think, not being an avid chess player and you being so good at it, does it instill patience in people that really take this on and really dig into it? Does it teach you a level of patience that some people might not have coming into it?
I can, let me mostly speak from my own perspective. I remember as a kid, people were shocked to learn that I play chess because they didn't believe that I could sit still on the chair. So. But the more I did play chess, I think the better I got that. Mm-hmm. And I would say today you have a lot more patience. I think that's definitely something that chess can teach you. And as soon as you said that, what came to my mind was actually the first tournament I ever played in Fargo. I remember in the first round, I played against someone that in my mind I thought I should be the better player and I should win. But on the board, it didn't really look a whole lot like winning for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to remind myself, and I said, just keep playing. My chance will come.
Just keep playing.
And eventually my chance came, and I won the game. And that was the start, really, of how I won that tournament. But you just have to convince yourself that, yes, there is still something possible.
Without a doubt. And what I see in a lot of chess players, too, and I would mm-hmm. think, and yep. please speak to this because you're educating us mm-hmm. here, about clarity. I mean, yep. you know, when you get into playing chess, mm-hmm. there's this, I would imagine, a certain amount of clarity that you have to have to strategize and be good at this, right?
There certainly is. Now, chess is, in a sense, a complex game. I would say that you can learn about it a lot just by applying certain principles, and that's great. But every now and then you just come across something, and it's really deep, and you really have to challenge yourself, maybe more so than your opponent, and say, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Will you always get it right? No, you will not. Just like in life.
Just like life.
But I can tell you that when you do, it's very satisfying. And you're like, yes, I did this. I won this game. And no one can take that away from you. And so you will have, when you just keep pursuing and you play chess, you will have these moments when you realize, wow, this has been really amazing.
Wow. My Dominic Robert takeaway of the day, and I'm going to keep this in my head, just keep playing. Dominic, love to have you in here. I wish it was more than once a month, but look forward to our chat in November, my friend.
Absolutely.
Take care and be well.
Thank you.
9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.